The Microsoft Developer Division hires students for a summer internship each year. And these interns were given a special chance last week to test their skills at building applications. It was called the Microsoft Intern Hackathon, and these students formed teams and got the chance to build an application that targeted Windows 8, Windows Phone, Kinect, or the Azure platform. At the end of the two-day competition, these applications were demoed by the interns, then judged and voted on by those in attendance, including a few Microsoft execs. Competition was pretty intense, as was the eating at an intern barbecue. Let's take a look at what they built.
I'm Jason Wong. I'm from Cornell University, and I work in DevDiv Engineering Systems.
I'm Kevin Melhoff. I go to the University of Minnesota, and I'm on Visual Studio Lightswitch.
I'm Dylan Garrett. I go to Georgia Tech. I'm on Visual Studio Project and Build. So we worked on Kinect integration with Windows 8. We really felt that there's a lot of great stuff going on in Windows 8 with touch, but occasionally you have people who are on devices who don't actually have that kind of ability built into the hardware. So we really wanted to have kind of a nice thing that could be plugged into existing hardware to provide the ability of this kind of touch input on devices that don't natively support it. For this project, we used the Kinect. It gave us a lot of great information, including skeletal structure, that we were able to use to basically map and kind of emulate the similar kind of system to a touch tablet. We're able to, for example, figure out where the user is pointing his hand, figure out how to map that to the screen, and then send those touch commands to the system. None of us has programmed with Kinect before. We found it was actually pretty easy to get some information. It kind of gives us this information about the skeleton of the person who's using it, which was very easy to interact with.
Hi, I'm Otto Meulemans. I'm from the Eindhoven University in the Netherlands, and I'm here on the Visual Studio Progression team.
Hi, I'm Greg Klein. I'm from UC Santa Cruz, and I'm working on the Rosalind compiler.
Hi, I'm Ori Sinictia. I'm from Western Washington University, and I'm working on the Blend team.
Hi, my name is Simon Blessenol, and I'm studying at the University of Cambridge. So we worked on an app which shows the current image of the camera and shows the user where points, say, capitals of big countries are in the world. For instance, imagine you got a shovel and a lot of time and you want to dig your way all the way to Beijing. In which direction would you dig? Well, let's take a look. Here we go. Beijing is right over there, 8,000 kilometers. We can see other places as well. Mexico City, over there. So that's our basic idea. Now, we thought one really cool thing would be to track other people as they walk around. So imagine you are, say, at a concert or at any other very crowded place and you want to find your friend. Well, with our app, that's pretty easy. It shows you where people are in real time. So here we see Emma. She's at the floor just above us and she is walking. So we can track her. None of us have done any Windows Phone development before. And to be honest, I think we all agree that it was pretty easy to get this app running in just 1.5 days, effectively.
I'm Sarah, I'm from MIT, and working on the Visual Studio team this summer.
I'm Adam Reineke, I go to Iowa State University, and I'm on Visual Studio with the Chakra team.
I go to Carnegie Mellon University, and I'm also on Visual Studio on Napa.
I'm Martin Strobel. I go to Iowa State University as well, and I'm working on the Visual Studio Language Services QA team.
So snooze buttons don't really wake you up, and so we decided that we'd come up with something that's a little bit more interactive. And so this alarm clock, rather than pressing the snooze button to make it stop, you have to do 10 jumping jacks. And this is, by this time, you really do wake up. I mean, I was up like probably for the past 40 hours or so, and I'm still pretty awake right now, and all thanks to our app. We used the Kinect for Windows SDK, and we also took advantage of the Kinect has microphones or a microphone array, and so we were able to take advantage of that technology to say, like, let's say you are in bed and it's really comfortable, and then, like, you realize that you forgot to set your alarm clock. And so with the Kinect, you can say, oh, well, let's just set it to 6 a.m. without getting out of bed or doing any of that stuff. So we were able to kind of combine all those technologies and put it together into this one platform that is extensible to a certain extent, so we can add new gestures, and it's a lot of fun. I actually had programmed the Kinect before, but I don't think anyone else on our team had, yeah.
So, these students will take their experience and the special access they had to hardware and experts from Microsoft back to their schools, and just maybe they'll want to come work for us after graduation.